This is Leo for KTWH. We're moving into mid-August. Fall is in the air. Summer is still with us. All the seasons are with us, including the season for the Silver Creek International Ukulele Carnival. Is that sort of the right name for this great event, Dale Moe?
Yes, it is. It's kind of a mouthful, but yeah,
it is.
You got it correct.
You have quite an acronym there to put on shirts and hats.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to, in writing, just put the initials, the acronym out there of SCIUC.
Well, you live in a land of acronyms since you are a pivotal leader in the group, Two Harbors Ukulele Group, which, you know, whether or not it's a unanimous favorite with your band members, it is universally known as Thug.
I guess we are fondly known as Thug.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt your feelings too much?
Not me. I guess I was granted membership just because I was one, I guess.
You embraced the Thug. All right.
Absolutely.
Well, I think a lot of people have found the music over the years to be uplifting and healing at times, and certainly whimsical and humorous at other times. And you cover a lot of ground, and we're grateful to have you here, Dale, to talk about this. Now, is it because of COVID's interruption in 2020, is this maybe the 11th turn of the cycle for the International Carnival?
Yes, it would have been the 12th without COVID.
Okay.
So we're at number 11.
Lucky 11. That's great to know. And this year is, well, it's a culmination. I'm sure there's been an evolution the whole time. I'm sure when you started this, you had no idea that 11 years later, 12 years down the road, that you'd have outgrown a couple of your digs that you had set up in. You want to give us a little handle on how the carnival has come and grown over the years?
Sure. Well, in 2010 or 11, we got started up at the Silver Creek Town Hall, which basically is an old-fashioned town hall that was for dances and township meetings and that sort of thing. And we had about 17 of us show up at the first Silver Creek Carnival. And we call it a carnival instead of a festival because we're just out there to have a good time. It should be a lot of fun. The following year, we doubled. We're at like 34, 35 strummers showed up from the Twin Cities and the Duluth and Two Harbors area. The following year, we doubled again. Long story short, we ended up getting to the point where we could not fit in the Silver Creek Town Hall. So we proceeded to help them build up there was an outbuilding there, a Quonset hut, and we converted that into a music pavilion with a stage and a concrete floor and what have you. And that worked really well until we outgrew that. So,
what kind of numbers are we now talking? You're over 100 people?
Oh, no, over 250.
Oh, oh my.
And that's just the strummers been arriving
really?
From England. We've had them from Ireland, three provinces, 17 states. Just kind of unbelievable how this thing has grown a life of its own. And now we're really up there with numbers. I expect that we'll push between 250 and 300 players plus the audience.
Well, it's exciting that you have events that you're right on the fringe of Two Harbors now. You're still in Silver Creek, aren't you, at your current fairgrounds home?
Well, if our map reading is correct, moving us to the Lake County Fairgrounds still keeps us in Silver Creek Township.
Whew,
so we
good.
Are retaining the name, the Silver Creek International Ukulele Carnival.
And hence you can keep that lovely acronym and keep keep all of your paraphernalia, your merchandise still at Silver Creek. Yeah.
Exactly. I was all for changing it just to the name of festival.
There you go. Well,
it's so much easier.
Yes. I am a little curious if as a former microbiologist, the rate of growth of your event makes me afraid that you may outgrow us and leave us behind and move to some bigger city. Please don't do that, Dale. Promise us?
No.
You won't become the Duluth International Carnival or something? Please.
That won't happen. Actually, the Lake County Fairgrounds main building that should really, really help us to stay in the area with the size of it. It's mammoth. You know, if we get 300 people in there, people have room to move around. There's also areas that we'll have tables set up so that people can eat. Before, it was a mad scramble. Okay, everyone grab the tables, bring them outside, set them up. Yeah. And people could eat and then bring them back in.
you had to do a lot of musical chair type rearrangements of things. And yeah, it's really nice to have some elbow room. And I assume that you've checked out and the acoustics are suitable for this instrument that needs perfect acoustics?
Yes, actually, we did a full sound system rehearsal up there, and we had our sound guy Corey Holst up there, who is one of the best sound guys in the area.
Indeed, he is.
In northern Minnesota, and Corey helped us balance everything out, and we think we've got a pretty good sound going here. So
wonderful.
Hopefully, we will.
So you have the building tuned. Thug is preparing for its role, which I assume is a big one. You're not only host, but various ensembles will be playing a lot during the festival. But I just called it a festival. I'll try to stick to carnival. But could you kind of lead us through what's going to happen this week, Dale? I know we have the extra special opening night concert that I think you've done before, and you're doing a big one this year. And I was hoping that you could kind of lead us through and not skip over those traditional parts of the Ute Carnival that are going to happen on Friday through Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to start out on Thursday evening in the Paul Goshi Bandshell, right downtown in Two Harbors. And Thug will be leading the charge there. We will be the main performer, but we're also going to give everyone a little taste of the other performers that we have coming in.
Wow.
Victoria Vox is coming in. She's internationally known, wonderful performer. Yeah, she comes in from California. Devin Scott and Allie McNutt will be here also. They'll do a couple of songs, and we've got three performers from the Twin Cities area that will be performing, and Thug will lead the way with quite a few numbers. So it'll be a good-sized concert, probably an hour and a half, 2 hours. On Thursday, and Friday we move up to the fairgrounds, and everything is from then on up at the fairgrounds.
Indeed. Now, anybody who's going to be a participant on the instrument of ukulele, rather than just maybe an audience member, if you could clarify when is and registration, I believe, is already closed at the beginning of August for folks to be active uke participants. You want to clarify that for me, if I got?
Yeah, the registration for online registration has been closed. But what that means is you cannot order a shirt, a t-shirt, or a hat,
okay,
or the meal for Saturday night, which has been catered, because we had to order everything out ahead of time.
Okay.
But if you just show up Saturday morning, and you want to register, you certainly can. There's no cost to it. The registration helps us keep an eye on the numbers of how many people we've got. But it also, if you're going to be there for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it enables you to be your name thrown in a hat for a couple of drawings too. So, and we welcome everyone from the novice to the expert. There'll be things for everyone to do. We have a gentleman who is teaching beginner classes, and he has some online instructional books that will be out there for them. We've got several entertainers, such as I mentioned before, and one that's a little bit different. Should I call him different?
Choice of words. I guess.
Yes.
I'll let you know afterwards.
Mr.
Oh my!
Mr. Sokola will be, and he is just so much fun. And Friday night, he will be doing a concert on Friday night for us. So this is going to give people a chance to hear him play a multitude of instruments.
Oh,
he bills himself as a one-man band.
So, yes. In fact, sometimes the overpopulated one-man band is a handle I've heard him use.
Yes.
All one of them is overpopulated. But Dale, is Steve going to attempt to collaborate with any ukulele players? Do you know?
Well, I believe he is, but this guy, he's so spontaneous. I don't really know what to expect from him.
No one does.
Yeah, I know. I said, well, if you need someone to play ukulele, I said, give a holler. There's a bunch of us there. You know, you'll have 300 to choose from. So.
Right. My only suggestion is stay a few feet from him because some of the things that he's banging and activating might come flying off of his body.
I know. There's a lot of homemade stuff.
Steve Coglad
does a wonderful job.
Yeah.
He'll be leading the charge on Friday night. We've got meals available for people. The Two Harbors football team and the cheerleaders have a Friday night spaghetti dinner and a pulled pork sandwiches for Saturday and a pancake breakfast on Sunday. So we've got a lot of community stuff going on here, too.
Wow. So you've got lots and lots of things for everyone from the people that have been at every one of these ukulele carnivals to the person who's never been to one may have gotten a ukulele during the pandemic thinking they were going to learn something about it. And this might be a time where they could get some introductory lessons. But you've got all those folks there. If members of the general public are looking to see if they can watch, listen in on a performance, is there an opportunity up at the fairgrounds for that?
Yes, the main performance, there will be two main ones Saturday, one at 4:30, and that's going to involve everyone there, the Mass Ukulele Group. We will have taught them about six or seven numbers,
okay.
And that will get incorporated into an hour and a half concert that we will start at 4:30.
All right.
A break for lunch, and then Victoria Vox will be doing an evening concert for us there. So there will be a lot of ukulele music for folks to come in locally. Bring a chair because we'll only have so many chairs available to us. I think we've gotten to Co-op Light and Power and a few other places for chairs, but there's lots of room, so bring your own folding chair.
That should be very doable for folks, and it sounds like it'll be a treat. I'll be wishing for great weather for you, but you are undercover.
Yes.
Yeah. That is perfect situation, and I hope it turns out to be a great first year at this new venue for the Silver Creek International Ukulele Carnival. Dale, we're up against the clock. I know you have a practice about to begin, or a rehearsal, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are thugs driving by right now and jumping all their cars and getting ready for a rehearsal. I've got some stuff going on here. But
you do.
Basically, if there's anyone locally who would like to come up and just have a good time, come on up. There'll be a few vendors around. There'll be food available and some really wonderful music and a lot of people with smiles.
Wow. You painted a fine picture, Dale, and it'll all start this Thursday evening. And that concert at the Paul Gaucher Bandshell is at 6:30. I wanted to emphasize that because a lot of people got used to the city band concert starting at 7:30.
Yes, it'll be at 6:30. We're getting a little later in the year, so we want to keep it somewhat warm.
Yeah, that and the sun is setting. I don't know why it's decided that it needs a longer nap at night than it did on the solstice, but we noticed that happening at the last band concert. So, all right, Dale, thank you so much for joining us today. I wish you and all those thugs a great weekend, and we will see you on the radio soon.
All right. Thank you, Leo.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Dale Moe with the Silver Creek International Ukulele Carnival, which is put on by our own Two Harbors Ukulele Group, Thug, and something to check out for sure right here in your own neighborhood. This is Leo for KTWH.